Hello, people. Welcome to the Slick Talk Show again. Let me just shift to football right now. I think 2 days ago, I mentioned about the start of the Premiership, which happened yesterday, obviously. And I decided, I'm going to give you, my prediction. And one of my predictions was just say between Arsenal and Man City. I told you that, there's no chance Arsenal. There's no chance Arsenal will win against Man City. I just think Man City have just too much. They just have too much quality. And looking at that young side, obviously from Arsenal, I can see how they could either draw or lose this game. So I knew, a 2-0. The reason why I say 2-0 is because after 3 months off, I'm thinking, okay, everybody's coming fresh. Everybody's looking to run around to get the ball real quick and fast, but I just thought at the end of the day, just based on the quality, Man City will come through. And instead of two, it was 3 goals. But I think that was just easy. That was given to them. The reason why it was given to them because Arsenal have a player called David Luiz, which is, I'm not gonna lie to you, is probably the most terrible defender I've seen. For the past decade now, I've seen him here in the UK playing either in Chelsea or Arsenal. It's just, I just don't know how he managed to stay in the league that long, to be honest with you. And I do know he played for the national team in Brazil. I just don't understand because, his read in terms of how to get the, everything is terrible. Now, one of the things I mentioned, remember when I was talking 2 days ago, I mentioned the fact that, there'll be a lot of mistake. But I thought mistake would come from the goalkeeper. Obviously, because, most of those players, mostly around Europe, they haven't had a chance to train so much. So I thought, okay, coming back quickly there, they haven't had too many training altogether. So for me, I thought, okay, goalkeeper will probably make a lot. But David Luiz yesterday, I would say he basically handed the victory to Man City, just like that. The first goal came out of him missing the ball, and then Sterling basically hit to the net. The next one, he basically created a penalty, and he was given a red card at the end of that. I just don't understand. And obviously Arsenal, they have a new manager, Arteta. Obviously, they got Arteta from Man City. The reason why they got Arteta, I need to point it out again, for the people out there, is because he was the assistant manager of Pep Guardiola. So, anything under Pep Guardiola umbrella looked good. And the fact, I think maybe also the fact that he was made manager for Arsenal is because he played for Arsenal. Obviously, he started not in the UK. He played for Everton and then moved to Arsenal. So you understand the culture in Arsenal, the fact that he was playing, the fact that he was coaching alongside Pep Guardiola gave him the job at Arsenal. Now, I had my take on that. My take on that was, I think it's too soon for Arteta. I think I'm looking at him and I don't think he can take that club any further right now. Those guys are too young. Now, I think the mindset from people upstairs, I'm talking about the owner, the sporting director and the executive director and all that. They think, okay, you've got a young squad out there. Maybe it'll be good to have somebody young, a young face coming out there they can rely on. Because those young people today, they don't like those old school managers. They just don't like people coming over and tell them, okay, this is what you need to do. You need to do 5 or 6, 7K or 10, 50K. No, they just don't like. They like to be, how can I say that? You gotta be gentle with those new guys, those new kids now on the blocks. You can't be shouting. No, they make too much money now. Look at Pogba at Manchester. Well, they make too much money. They can make you go. So you have to be gentle. You need to have very much a different type of approach that most of those old school managers have. And I think that's exactly why Arteta was chosen as manager of Arsenal. But I think that's a mistake. I think now people start to see he's going to be running. he's not going to find answer there to turn that team around. I don't think so. He's too young. Now, people will argue that, for example, Pep Guardiola, when he took over Barcelona, he was a very young manager and he managed to win a Cup of Champions League and all that. Yeah, I give you that. But Pep Guardiola spent just over 6-7 years on the B team. So he had something, he learned, you know, from a setup that he played for Barcelona, and then he started coaching Barcelona for such a long time from the B team, and then he was given that opportunity to train the senior team after. So he basically the whole culture is Pep Guardiola. He's seen that from the beginning. Now, I'm looking at Arteta, Mikel Arteta at Arsenal. I just think maybe a couple of more years under Pep Guardiola coaching, and then maybe then you can have an opportunity then to be a manager. And maybe not for Arsenal. Maybe start with a small club, see how you can go. You grow up from then on, and then you can move to... Because Arsenal is a big club. Arsenal is a massive big club. And now at the moment, there's a massive turnover. I mean, I was looking at the team sheet was that yesterday, and they're all young kids, and I don't mind young kids, to be honest, because right now that's exactly what people want. To be honest, that's exactly what I want for Manchester United. I want them to use, you know, the young player from the academy. I want them to take player from the B team because you need experience. I don't like seeing my team going out there and spend £100-150 million for one player. I just don't like that. Up to this point, I've been telling everybody that £89 million that we paid for Pogba, that was too much money. I believe that Juventus stole money from us. That's exactly what I've been telling people. And people are like, oh, Rich, you don't like Pogba, man. Pogba is so great. I'm telling you, £89 million, you better score some goals every week. You better show me something here. I mean, let me tell you something. Every time I'm looking at that price tag from Pogba, about £89 million, and I'm looking what we took from Ronaldo going to Madrid, and I'm looking the return. I mean, you guys go and check. Ronaldo, like five Champions League, like, you know, four league title in Spain, and he's still winning. I mean, come on. So, I mean, coming back to Arsenal, it's just I think it's a big club, but they're going through a turnaround at the moment. Now, I think Arteta will come up maybe with a couple of answer. I mean, he talked good. He has a good game. When I mean good game, you know, after the game, you know, he was asked about a question. He mentioned, look, David Luiz is a good player. You know, I would not take a decision. I would not make. I would not panic because of, you know, one game. You know, I'll give him a chance again for a couple. But no, I think, you know, like people have been saying, you know, that guy is just not good enough. He's just not good enough. I think he should. They should just cut him. They should just cut him and go out and get somebody else, or maybe go to the B team to replace him. He's just not good enough. I don't know what he's been doing during the quarantine. Just not good enough. Go and check on YouTube or whatever video or social media that you have. I mean, the boy, that guy is terrible. He is terrible. Terrible. But I have to say also, I mean, he mentioned one of his, I think Mikel Arteta, just after I mentioned, obviously one of the defenders had an injury. And that's the reason why David Luiz came on at the 25 minute there. But Mikel Arteta is saying that change maybe changed the whole plan. But I'm like, how come one player would change the whole dynamic of your team? I mean, this is why you are the manager, because you need to be able to, you know, to go through all those adversity. And usually what happens, yeah, you can have a plan, but once you start the game, usually you have to be flexible. You have to adjust very quickly, regardless how the other team, you know, you have to do that as a manager. You cannot turn up and say, oh, because I made a change in the 25 minutes of the first half, you know, it changed the whole game. That's why we lost. No, you can't say that. This is why they pay you big money, big man. They pay you big money to make those decisions, to make those changes, to make sure that you know, very quickly you can make those changes. Very quickly you can adjust. Very quickly you can let your player know, okay, guys, you know, this is what we've done. you know, past few weeks or past few months. But now we need to change very quickly. This is the read here. Let's change a little bit. That's why they're paying you the big money, big man. That's why they're paying money to manager. So I don't get that. That's not an excuse. And I think if I'm a sporting director or owner for a club like Arsenal, I'll be pissed off. I'll be calling Arteta the next day and say, look, man, I'm giving you the rest of the season here. If I don't see any change, you're not coming back next season. People will probably think, oh, come on, Rich, you're too hard, man. I mean, that's just his first season. How come you want to cut him off after one season? I think I would. Because I can clearly see you can clearly see, right? There's just something about Mikel Arteta as a manager. It's not matching right now. You can see he's out of space right there. You can see he's a bit lost in terms of making decisions, in terms of making adjustment when he need to. You got to be very quick, man. This is a quick game. Very quick game. Very, very quick game. You have to adjust very quickly. You have to know, okay, you know, I can lose a player in the first minute. Okay, we lost the player, bam. This is what we need to do, guys, now. And they need to understand what you're trying to achieve here. If they don't, then maybe your message is not clear to the whole team. And if your message is not clear to the whole team, maybe you're not the manager. You should be on that dugout. You should not. So, I saw something yesterday. And even after the press conference, I can clearly tell you right now, that's not going to last. You can tell. You know, you guys seen people, a couple out there, or, you know, you look at them, you know, shouting to each other out there. You're like, oh, it's always something going on. You know, that's not going to last. And I can see from Mikel Arteta at Arsenal, no. It's not working. It's not going to work. It's not. You know, at the beginning, it came out and said, okay, he's going to change the whole culture and bring something new. I think he had, how can I say that? He was using the pep talk based from Pep Guardiola, you know, like the chemistry. You know, those Spanish guys, they have those keywords they use all the time there. But here in the UK, man, we don't care about that. We care about win. You got to bring some win on the table. I don't care if you have strategy or culture, whatever you guys, tiki-taka, whatever you guys call that. Here in the UK, when you turn up here, you need to win. You need to win games, man. You don't turn up and start telling people how good, you know, your formation can be or how... No. Turn up on a Saturday or Sunday and win games. That's all we need to do here. And don't bring some excuse that, oh, because I lost the first, yeah, I lost one of my key player. That's the reason why. No. You do not lose the game because of a key player. You lose the game because maybe you didn't adjust the way you were supposed to match everybody else, to match your competitor. That's it. Let me tell you something, guys. You know, when we talk about sport, anytime you compete against somebody, it's all about adjustment. The reason why I talk about adjustment, because in basketball, that's what they do. You see, in basketball, they've got so many quarters and you can take a timeout anytime. And what happened, obviously, in basketball, it happened in basketball where, you know, you can see a team going back and forth and scoring. And then the other team said, let me just take a minute there and figure out how I can adjust that. Now, in basketball, you get a timeout. You can, you know, call your player. They come out and then tell them, look, come on, guys. You know, we need to change now. I mean, you take this one. Now I need you to change. And then they go out there and make the change. You can clearly see the call. And then the other team as well take a timeout and then they make the change. Now, in football, it doesn't happen like that, obviously. That has to happen on the fly. So you have to motivate those guys while they're playing those two halves. On the first half, you need to scream, make the change. You have to make those change. Or you can get your captain. As you know, a captain is more or less like an extension of the coach on the floor. So you talk to your captain, make sure he make the change required, whatever you have in front of you. That's why we say you have to read the game as you go. You have to read the game. There's no such a thing that, oh, we work the whole week, we knew exactly what we were going to do. No, it doesn't work like that because, you have to go with the strategy. But what happened is you need to have, you know, more than 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 strategies in your pocket so that when you get there, anytime that team bring you something else, okay, you throw something else to them as well. You need to be able to adjust. And I don't think Mikel Arteta made the requirement adjustment during the game yesterday. So I just hope during the last night's game, they've got 9 games left, it's going to make things will change a little bit more, and I hope they will improve. But let me tell you something, guys, I don't think they will improve. Yesterday it was not good. It was just not good to see. I know that's the first season, but there's a lot people saw yesterday, and it's not looking good for Arsenal. And it's not looking like they're going to get into the Champions League next season, and that's not going to look good, upstairs. As of now, I can tell you right now, I think Mikel Arteta is in trouble. He is in trouble. So let's wait and see what happens. So guys, thank you very much for listening again. And stay tuned on the Steak Talk Show. Thank you very much. Bye.